I think this, first off, the media is disgusting. Seriously. The media is disgusting. All the media, there is no newspapers anymore. There is no newspapers. There is nothing that you can say about what we have, rather it's CNN, MSNBC, Fox, New York Times, Washington Times, Washington Post, Examiner, whatever. You cannot call these things newspapers, news shows. Can't call these people reporters. Can't call these people journalists. They're advocates. That's it. And all of these papers and websites and television stations, all they are nothing more than outlets for opinions. They don't give you news. We've talked about this on the show 8 trillion times. They don't give you news. You know what news is? There's a fire today on the east side of Glendale. On fire. No one was hurt. The flames were extinguished at 6 o'clock. Goodbye. That's news. That's news. Opinion is, there was a fire today in Glendale, and I think it was started by a bunch of Donald Trump supporters. Because they were around the building. People saw them in the building. They looked shady. When these individuals left about 5 minutes later, the building was on fire. You see, Donald Trump is a racist. He's a bigot. His supporters are scum. The fire was eventually put out, and that's the news. I mean, you know, sure, it's a little extreme, but it's not that far off. It's not that far off. So you have the New York Times. Okay, you have the New York Times. And they are supposed to be a news. Paper. Okay? It's supposed to be a newspaper. But they're advocates. They are a liberal, leftist, propaganda spewing government mouthpiece. And when I say government mouthpiece, as long as the Democrats are in power, and if they're not in power, they're fighting for the Democrats to take power. So they have this editorial board powwow. I guess you could call it that. It's basically all the writers, the opinion writers, I guess, for the Republican side, because I can't imagine Republican candidates. I can't imagine Republican candidates going to the New York Times to try to get an endorsement from the uber liberal writers, but maybe they were. Maybe they were. Either way, the Republicans went up to the New York Times one by one. And it's a tradition. It's done. The Dems, it's done with the Repubs. It's done with different newspapers. And the candidates pitch the editorial board. And that's code. You know, we're a newspaper, and we give you news. And that's different than our editorial board. And they are the ones that give the opinion, even though the newspaper is 90% opinion. It's 90%. Tiny smidgen of news. And even the news is skewed with opinions. But again, I digress. So each candidate talks to people in the editorial board. And then, of course, a candidate will talk off record. And it happens not just here, but it happens everywhere. And it doesn't just happen with candidates. It happens with musicians. It happens with sports stars. They're doing an interview, and they say to the reporter, they say to the journalist, "Hey, could we talk off the record here?" "Yeah, sure, no problem." Happens all the time. Happens all the time. And it's amazing because this wouldn't be happening if it wasn't Trump. This just shows you how much people hate Trump. And I've said this before. If you are going out of your way, destroy Trump, and you're doing things that are against everything that we do as far as procedures, whether you're a journalist or you're a TV outlet or you're a news, whatever, you are doing this. And that translates to hating democracy. That translates to hating democracy. Remember, Trump is where he is because people vote for him. He's not a dictator. He didn't get into power with a military coup. And you have millions and millions and millions of people that are trying to rise up against this dictatorship. And once they do, he dispatches the military police and they kill and slaughter anyone that speaks up. It's actually the reverse. You have millions and millions and millions of people that are speaking up saying, "We want this person." And you have handfuls of individuals acting like dictators saying, "No, we don't care what you want. You're wrong. We, us 3, 4, 5, 6 people, we're right. Not you 5, 6, 7 million people." So now you have things being done that is just unheard of. It's just unheard of. And it's not just what's going on with the New York Times. But even the whole Republican coming out, regardless if it's SE Cup, regardless if it's Christy Todd Whitman, just the whole "I will not vote for Trump." Remember, 6 months ago. The big story was Trump saying he would not sign the pledge of third party. Remember, the whole debate was, if Trump goes third party, he'll cost us the election. That was all on the pretense of knowing he wasn't going to win the nomination. So it was very important everybody pledge on stage, whoever the nomination is, we will support. Whoever the nomination is, we will support. They attacked Trump for not signing up for that pledge. And then he finally signed the pledge. They made a big do about it. Priebus went to the office. He went to Trump Towers. They signed the paper. That was a big deal. And now you have the establishment saying, we won't support Trump if he's the nominee. And yet they bitched a fit because he threatened to not support the nominee and go third party. People were like, that's a disqualifier. That is a disqualifier. I remember Frank Luntz, that putz. He did the whole focus group after that first debate. And the whole panel was like, oh, yeah, that turned us off. That we instantly were turned off from that. Yeah, we're just instantly turned off. Instantly turned. That was bad. That was bad. And here we are. Here we are, 7 months later. So the things that are happening with Trump, would never have happened with any other candidate under any other circumstance. And people are fine with it. So the New York Times had this editorial meeting. The candidates talked to different reporters. And then the candidates talked to the reporters off the record. Now, this was done months ago. This wasn't done last week. This wasn't done last month. This was done a while ago. But no one cared. Why? Because Trump's not going to get the nomination. Nobody's going to vote for him. He's a clown. He's a goof. He's nothing. Well, here we are many months later, and it looks like Trump could win the nomination. It looks like there's millions of people voting for Trump. So now, guess what? Somebody at the editorial board leaks that Trump said something off the record that goes against what he says on the campaign trail. And of course, this is leaked to BuzzFeed. And of course, BuzzFeed is a leftist hack website that is doing everything they can to act like dictators, because of course, people voting, people invoking freedom, democracy, is not good, because who they want, who they're choosing, the free will that they have to pick whoever they want, goes against what BuzzFeed and Andrew Rosenthal and the New York Times editorial staff want. So now you have an off-the-record conversation being leaked in the sense of, hey, everybody, an off-the-record conversation to our editorial staff was really wild. And the stuff that Donald Trump said to us is opposite of the stuff that he says on the campaign trail. But we can't share it with anybody because it was off the record. But if Donald Trump agrees and lets us release the tape, we will release the tape. But we can't. But it's a bombshell. It's huge. What the hell is that? So now you have Mitt Romney. Exactly, Mitt Romney, two-time loser. And Marco Rubio. And Ted Cruz. All running around saying, Donald Trump, he should give permission of the New York Times to release the secret tape. The secret. First off, it's not secret. It was an off-the-record conversation. That's not secret. This isn't the Nixon White House. These aren't secret tapes. It's an off-the-record conversation. So when you go on Yahoo and it says, calls grow for release of secret Trump tape. Again, Yahoo, a liberal leftist media site. Seriously, it is. Calls grow for release of a secret tape. Off the record tape. You would think journalists and people everywhere would be outraged. If you have an off-the-record conversation, it's off-the-record, plain and simple. I mean, plain and simple, it's off-the-record. End of story. There is no, hey, everybody, I had an off-the-record conversation with President Obama. Oh, my God. The stuff that he said, whoa, it will blow your mind. Oh, my God. I can't. Just thinking about it, it blows my mind, and I was there. It was told to me. It's huge, but it's off the record. Now, if you want to call them up and demand that this recording, this off-the-record conversation, is released, then I'll release it. But it's huge, and you really should. I mean, who does that? I mean, that, again, if you're a reporter, if you're a journalist, if you're a newspaper, if you're anything that has any respect for the business and you respect yourself, you should be outraged. Because a reporter, a journalist, a media outlet, lives and dies by off-the-record conversations. Woodward and Bernstein lived and died with off-the-record conversations. I mean, off-the-record conversations are what they are, off-the-record. And if you give an off-the-record conversation to somebody, and that person goes and tells everybody the thing you said that was off the record is unbelievable and it's controversial and people should demand you to authorize that person to release it, well, what's the point of having an off-the-record conversation? I mean, it's amazing. But because it's Trump, they're secret tapes. Because it's Trump, there's not one journalist, there's not one reporter, there's not one media site that's saying, hey, this is a little effed up. This is a little effed up. I mean, as long as the off-the-record conversation wasn't talking about attacking the country with a bomb on an airplane. I mean, as long as the off-the-record conversation didn't involve national security, something that would kill American citizens tomorrow, an off-the-record conversation is an off-the-record conversation. End of story. And it's amazing that no one is coming out saying, hey, this is over the line. Yeah, we don't like Trump. We hate him. We despise him. But an off-the-record conversation is off the record. End of story. You don't have an off-the-record conversation with a reporter or a newspaper or whoever, and then that person runs around and tells everybody that the conversation you had off the record was unbelievable. And it was a bombshell. And it's messed up. And again, these individuals are part of the same group that don't care that people are choosing Donald Trump. They don't care. They don't care. And when you say that to them, well, 400,000 people just voted for him. I don't care. They're all idiots. They're all morons. They're all white supremacists. They're all stupid. Well, what about the 300,000? They're stupid. Everybody's stupid. Everybody's a racist. Everybody's stupid. They're all morons. They're ignorant. State after state, hundreds of thousands of people are stupid. They're morons. They don't know. They don't know what they're doing. So the New York Times, BuzzFeed, CNN, MSNBC, all these media outlets are going to tell these stupid people who to vote for. Because they don't know any better. They're stupid. They're dumb. It's amazing. It's amazing. BuzzFeed is amazing. And if it was anybody else, this would not be happening. If this was anybody else, this would not have happened with the New York Times. They would never, ever have done this with Obama or Benjamin Netanyahu, you know, Cameron, a world leader. They would never have done this. They would never have done this. George Bush, they would never have done this. They would never have done this with their own colleague. One of their own colleagues. Hey, I want to talk to you real, just don't say anything. That's like you being in your little circle of friends. And one of your buddies goes, hey, I got to tell you something, but you can't say anything to Harold. Sure, what? Well, blah, 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 blah. Oh, wow, that's unbelievable. Okay. Man. Wow, that's heavy. Okay. I won't say this. I won't say what you just told me to Harold. I won't. I won't say it. And then you go to Harold and go, hey man, whoa, Bob told me some stuff. What did he say? I can't tell you. He told me you can't know. Now, if he wants you to know, he has to give me permission and then I'll tell you. But I can't. But let me tell you, oh my God, Harold, it's unbelievable. Holy smokes. Oh my God. Oh. Whew, Jesus. Okay, well, I'll see you later. Well, what's Harold going to do? It's like children. What the New York Times and BuzzFeed are doing is like something kids do. And they're supposed to be respected. Well, at least New York Times is supposed to be respected. BuzzFeed, no. No. They were created by the Huffington Post. The people who created BuzzFeed are the people that created Huffington Post. Huffington Post is garbage. Arianna Huffington is garbage. They are garbage. So BuzzFeed is just another garbage outlet. But the New York Times is supposed to have some credibility. How do you have credibility when you have off-the-record conversations with people and then you go and tell other media outlets that the off-the-record conversations you had were unbelievable, they're over the top, they're outrageous, they were bombshell worthy, and if you just go and ask the person to release those tapes, then they'll release these bombshell worthy statements. I mean, it's just, it's horrible. I mean, it really is. It's horrible. What they did is horrible. Another instance of a very select group of people that control the media that want to decide for everybody in the country what is right, what is wrong, what shoes to wear, what food to eat, what words they can say, what words they can't say, who's going to be the president, who's not going to be the president. And it's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. And the biggest issue that the media, the BuzzFeeds, the New York Times, the biggest issue with all of these people is that all of a sudden there's cracks in this facade that they've created. And that's what it is. It's a facade. This facade that this is what you wear, this is what you eat, this is what you say. And this facade's been cracked by Donald Trump. And Donald Trump showing that millions and millions of people don't think that way. Times wants them to say. And now you have a pushback. Now you have a pushback. And all these media outlets are losing their minds. They're losing their minds. And they're pulling out all the stops. Because it used to be they would say, this candidate is bad. This group is bad. And within a week or two, that candidate or that person or that group goes away. Because the media puts a full court press and all these individuals, when they pick up their newspaper or they click on their TV or they go online are inundated with messages to reject this group, this person, candidate, whoever, whatever. And that's what they're used to. And now with Trump, it's not working. It's kind of like that movie, Them, with Roddy Piper, where he puts on the glasses and then you see who the aliens are, take the glasses off and everybody looks normal. All of a sudden, all these people are putting on glasses and they're going, wait a minute. When these groups, when the New York Times or the Huffington Post or the CNNs or the Fox, when they tell us that this is the way things are, and this is what you're supposed to say, this is what you're not supposed to say, this is what you're supposed to do because everybody's doing it. Wait a minute. Everybody's not doing that. If you make a joke or you say something and you get attacked for being rude or insensitive or homophobic or Islamophobic or fatophobic, all of a sudden these people are putting on glasses going, well, wait a minute. That's not everybody. Everybody feels the way that BuzzFeed feels, or the Daily Beast feels, or CNN feels, Anderson Cooper, Don Lemon. So when Don Lemon says, hey, you shouldn't say that word. Hey, Chris Rock, you shouldn't make fun of Chinese people. And you see all these media outlets condemn Chris Rock for making a joke about Chinese people. Or whatever. And now you have all these people going, wait a minute. Just because this media outlet said this, just because this individual said that, doesn't mean that's how the entire United States feels. And that's what Trump has done. Trump has brought that message to millions of people. And millions of people go, hey, I'm not alone. I'm not alone. I can actually say A, B, and C and not worry of being called a racist or being called a homophobe or an Islamophobe or a bully or a fat shamer or a food shamer. Because there's millions and millions and millions of other people just like me. Matter of fact, I'm inside a stadium with 30,000 people just like me. It's not me sitting in my house and I turn on the TV and Don Lemon goes, hey, if you laughed at this joke, you're a bad person. Shame on you. And you cower in the corner and go, I'm sorry. Oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm a bad person. 300 million Americans think I'm a bad person. I'm sorry, Don Lemon. I'm sorry. And then you go to a rally. There's 25,000 people that think what you laughed at or what you said was all right. It's the glasses, man. It's the glasses. And that's what the media is losing their mind about. Because people are smartening up. People are realizing that just because CNN, Fox, MSNBC, NBC, and the New York Times all have one unifying message, just because all of them have a unifying message doesn't mean that millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of Americans feel that way. They want you have the impression that millions and millions and millions of people feel that way. That's what the media does. That's why you have a ESPN, ABC primetime awards show, and they give an award to Bruce Jenner for being a crossdresser. Not a girl who's battling cancer and playing basketball. A real inspiration to young women all over the world. They gave it to a crossdresser. And that's so everybody sits at home, watches this, and goes, oh, this is normal. This is exactly how the world is. This is how the United States is. Okay. This is more important than a young woman with cancer battling to play basketball, to fulfill a dream. Yeah. Well, it's on TV. It's on ESPN. It's on ABC. This must be how hundreds of millions of Americans feel. Okay. I'll go along to get along. But no. No. That's a decision made by a handful of media executives to make themselves feel good. It's a social experiment. And then in turn, that gets thrusted onto the American people. And everybody is led to believe that what happened, a cross-dresser beating a cancer-stricken young woman who's dead, him getting an award is more important than that young woman getting an award. We are told that's normal. That's right. A handful of media executives, handful of activists, and they're going to try to portray to hundreds of millions of people that hundreds of millions of people made that decision. And that's not the case. And that's why you have the New York Times doing something that is wrong. They know it's wrong. And because it's Trump, they're doing it. And if it wasn't Trump, they wouldn't be doing it because they know it's wrong. And it just shows you that there is no integrity in the media. I know there never was. But in the days of Walter Cronkite and Edwin Morrow and all the old timers, even Woodward and Bernstein, even them, there was some integrity. There was some unbiased journalism, unbiased reporting. There was people that felt their role wasn't to shape an opinion. Their role wasn't to tell people who to vote for and who not to vote. Their role was just to give facts, not an opinion, just facts. When a candidate says, well, this is what happened, you report that. Not the candidate said this, but I don't believe them. That's you're giving an opinion. Well, Megyn Kelly questions Donald Trump's claims with his earpiece. and the whole Ku Klux Klan controversy. And Don Lemon questions it. And other news outlets, when they go, oh, that's hogwash. He heard it. He knew. Those are opinions. These are all opinions. It's not news. The New York Times has lost whatever integrity they had, whatever small smidgen of integrity they had is gone. With this stunt, is gone. It's over. And I've said this before. Whether Trump wins the nomination or Trump doesn't win the nomination, what Trump has exposed and what Trump has done is not just shooken up politics, but he's shaken up the foundation of our country. He's shaken the foundation of our country. We now look at the media differently. We look at reporters differently. We interact with people differently. Whether it's Black Lives Matter, Wall Street protests, police, all of this has been done by Donald Trump. That's what he has done. He has put the glasses on millions of people. Because regardless of what happens, all these people know that they are not alone anymore. All these people know that they are not alone. So when the media and when the Don Lemons and the Anderson Coopers and the Wolf Blitzers and the SC Cups and the Anna Navarros and the Megyn Kellys, the New York Times, Washington Post, when all these people say, hey, you're wrong for feeling that way. You're wrong for saying that. You're wrong for laughing at that. Now, all these people know that they're not alone. They're not this person that's sitting in a dark corner with thoughts, and hundreds of millions of people are screaming at them because they're the only one with those thoughts. There's millions of people that have those thoughts. There's millions of people that have those feelings. And that's what Trump has done. He's brought those people together. When you're waiting in line to get into a stadium with 25,000 other people, that's not a fringe. That's a movement. When you have record voter turnout, it's not a fringe. That's a movement. And whatever happens, something was started. And that was giving a voice to people that will say, we've never had a voice before. We've never had somebody that has said to us, it's all right to feel that way. And that's important. That's the greatest outcome